Thanks to our sponsor, Dundeal.ie, we bring you Business Bites, the best bits of that great business show, served up in bite-sized pieces.
Dundeal Motors is home to Ireland's largest range of new and premium used cars. That's why you'll find cars from Audi and BMW dealerships on Dundeal. Are you looking for a 7-seater to accommodate your growing family? Maybe you're after a luxury saloon to make a statement. We have the car for you. You'll also find Ireland's largest range of electric cars to help you make the switch. Visit Dundeal.ie today to start the search for your next car.
From episode 142, Anthony Tatten of Business in South Africa explains how to get hold of great talent to grow your business internationally.
That great business show.
We are the podcast of opportunities, and this week we're looking to South Africa. With near full employment in the Irish market, I'm hearing of many Irish businesses who are looking at cities like Cape Town and Durban to find talent in sectors like IT and accountancy to keep their Irish and international businesses growing. Being English speaking is one of the great attractions. Then the country is almost in the same time zone as Ireland. And of course, they have a fabulous climate, which always helps. Anthony Tatten has spent more than a quarter of a century working in sales and marketing. Having worked in telecoms in South Africa, he established a Business in South Africa to help your business successfully establish there. Anthony Tatten, welcome to That Great Business Show.
Thank you.
Tell me all about the wonders of South Africa. 60 million people, not a great economy, but opportunities abound, correct?
Lots of opportunity, yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing place. First time there was back in 2018. That was my first business trip to South Africa, and totally fell in love with the place, you know, day one. You're flying in and around you, just these amazing mountains and what a great country, the scenery, the whole lot, but it's just a fantastic place.
Did you want to see the TV series, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, from South Africa?
I'm aware of it, but I didn't watch it.
Well, no. I did. And you know what? It undersold what is one of the most beautiful countries in the world.
You think so, yeah.
It is stunning.
Yeah.
And if you happen to have a business down there, well, of course, you'd have to be in a stunning country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What kind of businesses should be talking to you with a view to setting up business down there?
Very much so. Anybody in the tech, software, IT, also professional services, accounting. Yeah, for sure. Anybody that can work remotely since the COVID experience, you know, companies have started to adopt the remote working on an international scale. So with South Africa having a plus 1 hour time difference, it really makes sense. So if anything, those tech support, customer service guys can be online even an hour before their Irish colleagues.
So what are the attractions in terms of financials, as in it is a very good value place to be doing business, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's roughly half the price of what it is here. So the dream ticket, I suppose, for an Irish company is employing the staff locally in South Africa as opposed to bringing them here. Once you bring them here, you're going to have to pay them the going rate in euros. So that, I suppose, was the driving force, the vision, if you like, or the seed was sown for me when we were down there in 2019 trying to start, set up a business, sister company for a company that I worked for previously for the last 10 years. And the challenges of recruiting and setting up bank accounts and setting up the legal documentation around a company formation and all that kind of stuff from here is quite difficult. So, but the obvious opportunities of actually having staff, there's an abundance of staff available down there, as you said yourself, 60 million and a lot of unemployed, and a lot of unemployed, highly educated people as well. So that was where the idea came from last year. Previously, I was involved with a friend of ours, Frank Gormley, and the guys in Biza, and I worked quite closely with all the guys. And that's a great network for Irish businesses who are already in South Africa.
And particularly Cape Town, isn't that right?
Particularly Cape Town. Yeah. Again, Frank and the team in Cape Town are you know, they're a force to be reckoned with and they're doing great things. What I saw here in Ireland was a gap. So from our experience, my previous company, if there was a company here in Ireland that could have done the legwork for us, we would have happily paid them to do so, to do the company formation, to do the screening of the staff and shortlist them all down for us, you know, find us serviced offices to use as a kind of a PO box or whatever the case may be. So that's where Business in South Africa came from. That's where the concept spun out of. And that's the service that we offer is that we can do the company formation. We charge a small consultancy fee and we pass on all the costs from the local service providers in South Africa. But
every country has its issues, its problems or whatever in business. So it can't be just pure plain sailing in South Africa. What are the issues?
The big issue down there for them at the moment, apart from the exchange rate, which is very favourable for Ireland at the moment.
And that is good for anybody going in because you can either buy or rent premises
absolutely
at very, very attractive rates, roughly speaking, per square metre, square foot. Any ideas as to...
No, not off the top of my head, but and it changes location to location. So you'd get far better rates in Durban, for example, than you would in, you know, the business district in Cape Town.
But it's because it's value and availability, but it's still all good and it's cheaper than here.
Very much so.
Okay, so what are the other problems that you'd face down there?
I'm sure everybody's aware of the power issue.
Maybe not, actually. I am, because I know a lot of people down there. But to explain what's going on there.
They have an experience called load shedding that happens every day, and it goes up and down, that they have a shortage of power from their power stations and their plants and whatever. So the local grid has a shortage. So they basically turn it off in different districts and different regions for it could be a 2-hour period.
Well, that is not great. For example, if you're in the IT business and your IT goes down for 2 hours.
You know, this has been going on for, you know, years, and any company worth its salt has already put in place generators. So they have their workarounds. Any of the companies that we're working with down there for BPO, which is outsourcing. So for an Irish company that maybe doesn't want to form a sister company in South Africa, but they do want maybe 10 customer service people, we use an outsourcing firm, one of many that we have access to, and they will deploy 10 people for an Irish client and invoice them every month. And they would basically become part of your workforce. But they're working remotely in South Africa. We all have the experience of, you know, ringing up Aircom or any of the big service providers here. And lo and behold, it's not somebody in the country that's answering the phone. It's somebody in the Philippines or India or whatever. So actually, South Africa has been voted the number one most favored outsourcing location in 2021. So that's ahead of the Philippines, ahead of India. I mean, you only need to speak to any South African and the accent is great. It's English is their first language. They're well educated. So any of those big BPO companies, any of those outsourcing firms, any tech company worth its salt will have their own generations and their generators and their backups and everything in place. So,
what about companies, people, businesses going into South Africa? Any obstacles? Do they want us there? Do we get visas? What are taxes? What are the other charges?
Yeah, look, it's not dissimilar to what it is here. You know, all the rates are much similar enough to what they are here, and you know, things change. But do they want us there? Absolutely. I mean, we're going to create employment, you know, and they have a huge unemployment rate, so that's a no-brainer.
And I did have the South African ambassador on the podcast previously, and she was very keen for us to go down there.
Yes.
But I'm getting it now from this side that you are actually establishing companies down there for Irish companies.
Absolutely. Well, we work very closely with Ambassador Maya and her team at the embassy, and she's got great energy and enthusiasm. And
lovely lady.
Yes. Yeah. We actually had an event this day last week in Trinity Business School, and I was on a panel of speakers, including Ambassador Maya and people from Enterprise Ireland, entrepreneurs from Kenya. So it was all about Invest in Africa. And we had an event the night before at the embassy residence that Ambassador Maya was gracious enough to host. And we had a really nice evening, and the delegates from Stellenbosch Business School all came up, and there's real energy. It's not just what I'm doing or the embassy's doing or Frank and the Biza team in South Africa are doing. We're all part of, you know, the same team, all trying to drive business opportunities, investment and recruitment in South Africa, not just here in Ireland, but actually down there. So yes, it's easy to bring highly educated, you know, degree level employees up from South Africa and employ them here. But why not also look at doing it the other way around and hiring them down there and giving them the security and the opportunities and creating revenue into the country?
And I can vouch for some of that myself, because a friend, Dave Kerr, who has his company VBT, which is based in Wicklow, has 18, I think, people working for him now down in Durban.
18 and counting. Growing. Yes, yeah, yeah. Dave was actually at the event at the embassy on Sunday evening, and then on Monday he couldn't come to the Trinity Business School because he was on a flight down.
Which is a bit of a problem, because there are no direct flights.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one.
Okay, but I presume it's 10 egg, hen, egg. If there's enough demand, they'll put on the flights.
Yeah.
If there are direct flights out of London?
Absolutely.
Okay. How long does it take to get down there? 10 hours or something?
A bit more than that. But yeah, like the last few times we've actually gone Turkish Airlines, which are very good. So it's,
how long is the trip Dublin to?
Dublin, Istanbul. Well, you're going into Istanbul and that's about 4.5 and then 10 hours from there.
Okay. Down, so it's actually a bit of a distance.
Yes.
So yeah, if you are going down there, you've got to make a bit of a trip out of it.
Yeah, look, you're not going to go for a weekend unless you're an avid Munster rugby supporter. We got to give them a plug. Fair play to them. I was delighted for them. But actually watched the match in a pub here in Dublin with my wife is actually from Cape Town. We met while I was there on business in 2019 and her parents flew in for the weekend. So I sat with the three South Africans who were cheering on the Stormers. And even though I'm a Munster or a Leinster man, I'm kind of quietly cheering on Munster. So very happy for them. But yeah, look, a direct flight, I think is about 11, 12 hours from Heathrow. And surely we could do the same. You know, I'd love to have a chat with Aer Lingus and find out what kind of numbers we're really talking about, because definitely with the rugby, the flights back and forth between the Irish provinces and
with the URC.
With the URC, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely shining a light on it. Those guys are having to do the same trip we're having to do, yeah.
What is the view of your standard guy in South Africa about people like Dave and or Frank or you going down there? Mm. Are they welcoming you with open arms?
Very much so. Look, what I find dealing with South African business people is they're a little bit like ourselves, actually a lot like ourselves. If you put the time in and show them that you're there for the long haul, you're not just here as a one-off and hoping to make a quick buck. When I was there in 2018 originally, and then I had a bunch of trips back and forth in 2019, I think I was in South Africa more than I was in Ireland. Each time I was there for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And I would arrive to a meeting and the guys would be like, this guy's back again. You know, it's like, are you living here? And I'm like, no, well, kind of when I'm in town, you know. And you see the smile on their face after a while because they're getting used to you. And it's like, yeah, this guy's going to be sticking around. We can do business with this guy. Their values are very much the same as ours. If you're willing to put the effort in and work with them, they're not working for you, but they're working with you.
Now, you mentioned IT. Mm. You mentioned any kind of outsourcing. Mm. You mentioned accountancy.
Yeah, for sure. Bookkeeping, absolutely. But look, there are some big success stories. Kerry Group are down there. They're doing great things. There's lots of Irish companies. But for sure, the kind of companies that I'm working with in particular are the MSPs, the IT companies.
MSP is a?
Managed Service Provider.
Thank you. So we don't do acronyms here. No. That's just cost you 20 euro or 200 rand or something.
That's a bit more than that. Yeah.
And that's another thing, of course, the cost of living when you get down there, I gather, is phenomenally great. Plus the standard of food, wine, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You know something, it's become noticeable here in Ireland with the hospitality sector. It's getting a little bit lazy. It really is. You're seeing it in the service and the standards. And you go down there and wow, the experience is next level. So yeah, for sure. Once you get there, look, the flights are long. They're expensive. They're probably the most expensive part of it. But once you're there, everything is roughly half the price. And
would that go for accommodation as well? Because if you mentioned that you're there for 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's another cost, a real cost.
Yeah, it is. But again, it's a fraction. And they have some fantastic hospitality, great hotels, restaurants, and there's even the odd Irish bar.
Size of company that would be ideal for you, for your business that you want to attract. Like I mentioned Dave Kerr there. I think he started off with just a handful of fellas there, first of all.
Yeah, well, Dave's up to about 50 staff here in Ireland. I know Dave well. Yeah. We're both in Greystones. We both live in Greystones. And Dave would have been one of my agents for the services that I did previously. And he dipped the toe in the water and had a great experience. And he's now, you know, that's a real litmus test, if you think about it, that his Irish customers, he's an IT company, you know, the buck stops with him if standards drop. And so the second line, front line guys dealing with the tech support tickets, you log a ticket, you've got a problem, those guys are answering those tickets and Dave is very happy and that's why he's up to 18 and I think looking to get up to around 40 staff in Durban in the next 12 to 18 months. So that's That's a signal of what's going on, yeah.
Now, you did mention that your wife is from Cape Town, so I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. Oh. Of all of your children, i.e. which of the cities in South Africa, which one would you recommend, or which ones would you recommend people to head for? Dave Kerr is in Durban. Frank Gormley is in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Yeah, for sure. Look, my heart is Cape Town, but that's where, you know, we originally set up. It's where I base camp was for me. And when I'm there, it's like, you know, you're walking through the waterfront area. It's like walking through, you know, Grafton Street. You feel like you're in your own city. But that's me. I know Dave, his major soft spot is Durban. A lot of businesses in Joburg. Joburg is the biggest business district. So if you're going down there and you want to really make an impact, and provided you've got a bit of a marketing budget behind you, then yeah.
Why the marketing budget?
Just because it's a bigger space. You know, it's you're throwing the same size stone into a much bigger lake.
But is that when you are trying to sell your goods or services into South Africa?
Mm.
Because again, the people that I'm talking to are using South Africa as a base to hire skilled workers.
Yes.
And then ship knowledge back here or worldwide. Are you thinking of selling within South Africa?
Most of the companies that I talk to, their initial focus is we need staff. We can't get them here. And if you think, for me, knowing the tech sector the way I do, having worked in a tech sales, software sales, IT, cloud for 15, 20 years now in total, the biggest problem we've had in Ireland has been staffing. We would have seen 15 years ago, Eastern Europe was a massive resource for us. A lot of the guys that came in from Poland, Romania, Lithuania, Latvia, all these guys, Moldova, they were all skilled IT guys with third level degrees, Microsoft, Cisco qualifications, and they came into Ireland and we sourced them, paid the recruitment agency fees and brought them to Ireland. And yeah, you had to deal with the language gap, but the skills were there. That's now dried up, you know, because all the Irish companies and indeed the UK companies are dipping into that market and it's dried up. So naturally, we're looking further afield. And if you look at the large enterprises and what they're doing with their call centers, it's the Philippines, it's India, and now also South Africa. And Amazon have gone in as well. And that's an indication. And Google and all these guys are going in there, you know, and that's the answer.
Well, I will come to our final question in a second, but you better give, since you're kind enough to come in, not quite all the way from Cape Town, but from Black Rock in Dublin, where you're based, you better give a shout out about business in South Africa, where they will find you, what you actually do, what you can do for people. That'll be your ad. We'll call it an ad.
An ad.
And I'll send you an invoice.
I'm sure you will. So businessinsouthafrica.ie, that's the easiest place, businessinsouthafrica.ie, and anthony@businessinsouthafrica.ie, just drop me an email and let's have a chat. What we can do is sit down initially and do a bit of a discovery. You know, what are you looking to do? What's driving the, is it just a curiosity or is there an actual firm requirement? Have you kind of specced it out and thought about it? And then if it's just a case of wanting some staff and a dip the toe in the water, like what Dave Kerr did, let's get you a couple of staff that are managed fully by an outsourced company in South Africa. And you just get your invoice every month and they can become part of your team, working remotely, but you're just getting an invoice. And after 6 months, if that's going well and you think, okay, let's do the company formation because it's got other benefits, then we can do that. We've got the lawyers, we've got the accountants, we've got the serviced offices, we've got the recruitment agencies, we've got all of that ready and waiting. And we just charge a small consultancy fee for doing the legwork. As I say, if that type of a service existed for me, for my previous business in 2019, when we were trying to do all that, it would have saved us so much time. We got a lot of support from Enterprise Ireland, but again, that piece was missing. So that's what we do. We can help you get the staff quickly and easily just using a resource company. Or if you want to go the whole hog, if you've done your homework and you want to do the company formation, then we have the solicitors and the accountants, everybody ready. And we can do a quick turnaround, get your company formed, and then turn on the recruitment.
I did say Anthony worked in sales for 25 years. Final question we ask everybody. Who would Anthony Tatton hire in a heartbeat?
Yeah, this one had me thinking about it deeply. On one hand, I think myself 10 years ago with all that energy and drive. But I think, look, we touched on direct flights and Michael O'Leary, you can't look beyond his business acumen and his straight talking, which, you know, ruffles a few feathers, but you got to admire it. So him on one hand, yeah, for sure. I think that would be what I'd be looking for in terms of a hire. But also, again, touching on the airlines, there's a lady, she's the CEO, Lynn Embleton at Aer Lingus, and she's the first female CEO in there. So in terms of a hire, Michael O'Leary, in terms of a conversation, I'd love to get the two of them in a room and have a chat with them about those direct flights and let's see what we could do. Yeah.
Well, maybe Lynn might come and work with you as well.
Maybe.
That'd be a nice boardroom now to have those two sitting in.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah. You would love to be a fly on the wall.
I have never and I have not met with Lynn Embleton yet. There's an open invitation to her should she want to come on to the podcast. I would love to meet with her. Mm. And yeah, that's cool. So again, South Africa, open for business.
Absolutely, very much so. And as I said, even if you're just mildly curious, get in touch.
And the man to get in touch with is Anthony Tatten. His business, Business in South Africa, great name. It does what it says in the tin, etc. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us on That Great Business Show.
Dundeal Motors is home to Ireland's largest range of new and premium used cars. That's why you'll find cars from Audi and BMW dealerships on Dundeal. Are you looking for a 7-seater to accommodate your growing family? Maybe you're after a luxury saloon to make a statement. We have the car for you. You'll also find Ireland's largest range of electric cars to help you make the switch. Visit dundeal.ie today to start the search for your next car.
De Facto Shaving Oil, the world's best shaving oil, made in Mayo, sold worldwide.
All That Great Business Show advertisers are Team GBS approved. Back them.
This interview was first posted on episode 142 of That Great Business Show. Essential listening for any business looking for talent in a tight labour market. For more great business insights, listen back to our entire back catalogue of That Great Business Show.